Lehrer Schabbos. Do is er afnu zene, zene mei was lova ucha. So, meile chami means ibu ucha mei Schabbos. Und mistome behana chami osa rabbi uri. Dei, di mistome le meire bi de avdi yisure. Because if chas v'sholem and Shabbos means they did him a loche de reise. But it's not mashma or to the shiaskim. Vai tamehu, so when the Gemara says, the Gemara has the kashi. Mai lechitz ili, mai lechitz is called gufei, that we cannot say. El chamishuchum be'er Shabbos, or asur, el chamishuchum be'er Shabbos mitorim, vatani chamishuchum be'er Shabbos mohorim panyol v'ragwa, avului kol gufei. So that means even Mucham Umerev Shabbos it's Oser to a Rechitz Kogufei. And the Mishnah here spells it out. Only if Mucham B'Shabbos it's Oser. Elo Pono Yodu Beraglo. So then it's all right. There's no difficulty. Because Pono Yodu Beraglo so is Oser if it's Mucham B'Shabbos. But Erev Shabbos, so Pono Yodu Beraglo is Muta B'Rechitz. But then the Kashi is in the Seder. Beyond Tev Kechamim Shehu Chamu Beyond Tev Vasun Bechitzer Mitom Yisiyeh Leime. And if you say that the Mishneh has reference to the Rechitzer of Ponayot of Raglov, and then so the Mishneh is saying that if it's Ucham Beyond Tev, it's Osa Bechitzer of Ponayot of Raglov, that could only accord with the Shit of Bishamai, not with the Shit of Bishamai. So he says, Limit Nam Stomach and Bishamai, the Nam Bishamai, and Yechon the Hamra, and you will see it, who be soon at hearing. So, what's the Pshat? So the question is, when the Mishneh says Rechitze, does it have reference to Rechitze Skol Gufei, or it has reference to Rechitze Skol Yod Barak? So the Gemara says, it has reference to Kol Gufei, but not Rechitze, but Shtif. Rechitze means like taking a bath. When the goof is immersed in the water. And shtifen means like a shower, when the water is poured over the goof. So the Mishneh is reference to kol gufei, but not rechitzas kol gufei, but shtifas kol gufei. Shtifas kol gufei. Some mele, it's mashma from the Gemara, that shtifas kol gufei is oser if it's uchmu b'shabbos. But if it's uchmu erev Shabbos, so is muta. So it has to accord with Rav Shimon. With Rav Shimon. Elo, Omer Avik Bachanan Yishabu Kogu Paskin Vaitan. Itanya Lishtati Fodom Kogu Fei Bein Mecham and Bein Mitzinen. Divar Rameya, Rav Shimon Matir, Rav Yudai Melcham and Mosa Bitzin Muta. So we have three Tanoi. Vaut Shtifas Kogu Fei. And that has reference to Shtifas Kol Gufei Shtifas Kol Gufei. So we have, when it's Hucham Erev Shabbos, so the biggest Machmir is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is Machmir not only Hucham Erev Shabbos, he didn't say the man is Shtifas Kol Gufei. In other words, he's gay, they are tzeinei, not a chavei. It's a chavei. And then we have, that's the biggest Machmir. And then we have the biggest nature that Shtifas Kol Gufei of Huchmu Erev Shabbos, so is Muter in the Chami, if it's Huchmu Erev Shabbos. And then we have the Machliya, that is in between Rabbi Yude, Bechamim Shtifas Kol Gufei, that Chamim Shuchmu Erev Shabbos is Osea, and Vitzene and it's Muter. So, Haitanehu, so, has reference to whom? To Rabbi Shimon. This is what Rashi says. Vaitame Reb Shimon, the matel yishtatif kol gufi b'shabes b'chamim shehu chamu merev Shabbos. Vayne di koma k'chamim shehu chamu b'shabes osa. Ho chamim shehu chamu me'esmu shore. Vi biyontev k'chamim shehu chamu biyontev osa b'chitze. Because only pomet yore v'raglo is muter. But kol gufi is osa. In other words, if it will be even Shtifa will be Osa, if it will be Hucham will be on them. But so it accords with the view of Rabbi Shimon. Stasis also says, נראה לרי דהיין אף לא חמי שולחם בערב שבס דוהי צרף ויוצנת ומסתומה בהנחה ממוסר רב יולי ואי די מסתומה לא מהי רב דו די יסור הבאי תנא הוא די קומה חיין רב שם לאי קרש ואי די מרי די יש לי יחיח די בחמי שהוא חמו מערב שבס די אומה בפרק חובייס מה חמי צוואר יהיה חמי אף ממור חמי הוריך הזדבת אין דה לא שנה גמורה לחתחיל אלוי מיכלל ולהשתתה ואפילו לכתחילה תגמור עשה את זה so אפילו לכתחילה מה נרב שימן איתן להשתתה והיא בשירוחם ובשבס פליגה אבל מערב שבשור רב יהודה המי צורך לוק מכרב שימן לא יקמי כרב יהודה so it's so what תגמור את לי זה דקורן כרב שימן so it's a ראיה that is בירוחמה בערב שבס בירוחמה בערב שבס לא דומי לחביתה oh no next thing Next day is complicated because there is a machlekes l'shem. Now the Gemara said, first, the Gemara said, Omar Rav Chisda, machlekes b'kli, avo b'kalke divrei hakel mita. So apilu Reb Yudeh is also made a b'kalke. Bo maise dan shitvaye b'kalke habe v'asvore rabonon. So how can you say that the karke is mutter according to everybody, but the Mishneh discusses Chamitvarye, and there is the karke, and still the Chachmitvarye hasel. So there is a very strong kasha against him. Hiksha Rabba Blazan Mish, this is the Bal Yerei. My poem, Hosom Uchmu Bishabes Gitter, Ki Chamim Shehu Chamu Bishabes, Mashma Dibihu Chamu, מערב שבס שורה בהוחמו בהוחמו מערב שבס בלי so how does the Gemara ask Gikashi bo mai se dan shi tvaye bikar ke habe vaskalu but in chami tvaye so it was hochamu hochamu be shabes because the Gemara says ke chamim shu hochamu be shabes so in other words the here to fall cold water when it came into the chami tvaye the tube or whatever So the melee it was warmed up on Shabbos. There was a continuous flow through the pipe. So it was Huchamu. It was Huchamu be Shabbos. So the melee. So what's the kashe? When Rav Chisda says, Avo b'karke d'v'hakol muter. So it is reference to Huchamu me'erev Shabbos d'v'hakol muter. But there in the Mishnah, in the case of the Mishnah, it was Huchamu be Shabbos itself. So it's also, it's a very strong kashe. Und vor ist Arab Rabbi Yisei, die Sphira Lashas, mit dem Machmir Rebmeya Kulkach, der Yisei Rafiu Tengel, Machmir Name Leseir, Erev Shabbos, Otu Shabbos. In other words, that since Rebmeya Asher is in Tengel, so in Mele there is no difference between Huchamu, Be'erev Shabbos, in vis-a-vis Huchamu b'Shabbos, because we see Reb Meir Asher's even cold Tzeinen was never Huchamu, not even Huchamu Erev Shabbos. So he still gaze Oto Huchamu b'Shabbos. So even the Tanoim were Achilik on Reb Meir. So the Achilik on Reb Meir in respect to Tzeinen Ligamre, but in respect to Hami, even though it was Hucham Erev Shabbos, so the Agezeir, Hucham Erev Shabbos, or to Hucham B'Shabbos. The Raya Reb Meir is Gezeir, even Tzeinen, or to Hucham B'Shabbos. So the Adot Hanoim Achilek, so they don't go so far, to be Gezeir Tzeinen, or to Hucham B'Shabbos. But Hucham Erev Shabbos, or to Hucham B'Shabbos, that they are all Gezeir. Umforei Sharab Reb Yisheh. Disfiro Lashas, the Machmer of Meir Kokach, the Ise Rafiu Tzini, Machmer Name Lese, Erev Shabbos Oto Shabbos, Uloche Pog, Vo Mai Sedan Shitvarye, Bikar Kabe, Viasrali Biuchamu Bishabbos, Vasrali Biuchamu Bishabbos, Mimele, Ii Fitzoser, Biuchamu Bishabbos, עושה ברוך המו בשבס, סום מילא הוא שוב גזר, רוך המו ערב שבס, אותו שבס, ג'וסטס רב מייר יש גזר איבן ציינן אותו רוך המו בשבס. So the other time, I'm not gazer ligabi tzeinim, but ligabi chamin, they are gazer, they are gazer. Uloche porir, vo maise dan shitvaye bikaka, ve vasla buchum shabbos. Mimele, we should be gazer, hukhamu erab shabbos, otu hukhamu bishabbos. Wir rafchis de koma rab de karke de hakel muter af in bruchem bi shabbes because i bruchem bi shabbes is so sehr so bruchem er af shabbes in all for bias dollar of me ali ave isel u bruchem bi shabbes bruchem me er af shabbes nama ave is because shel rab me ya so de bich chidesh here in this day but it makes sense it's bich chidesh but it makes sense because shall the mayor recently started with saying a few because can you must because then the priest says elit mahochi mach like it because aber bikhli di hakalosa so the mayor who asers even the cark even the cark so the kashi kosh the mayor is we started with saying a few because כי מוסיג לי בקרקע פליגה ופיר שמונה שרוץ עם משמע די שורת די קומה הוסום ריחיץ עם די מגרו ומלחמץ ומייס עם מצריה אבל לא יביע מהגודו דת רומברייס ורמינו ריחץ עם מצווה מהגודו ומייקים בסרייס יקרב מהר ויש לימה בקרקע דהוכה דהוסה חיינה דומיה דקוי דומה לריחיץ דחם. So when we say that Reb Meir asas even the karke, so you only asas karke that is analogous to a clay, to a keli. In other words, you can construct a bathtub in the karke. So then say it's dumi the clay, it's the karke, it's installed in the karke, but it's a real bathtub except that it's installed in the kark. So then he asks, kark the hoch the hoch hai, dumi the kli, dumi the rich in the chan. But if it has no resemblance to a kele, it's kark a mamesh, ni pu. So then he doesn't ask. Dumi the rich in the chan, vosa bino, vitiru, shenira ki meika bino, vafilu bicham itvalya li dumi, li odom, rich in the chan. Now, this is Teis V'Shiti. So Teis V'Shiti is that if we aser b'chamim shehu chamu b'Shabbes, so we have to aser even chamim shehu chamu b'Arab Shabbos. That's a big chiddush. But let's see what it is in Sheni. So there are two other shittes. Teis V'Shiti is Sheni and the Baal Moya. But first let's go over the thesis is here. That's it. Umarami for the Marami Rutenberg father. Umarami for us, so the thesis is here rejects thesis Chiddush, such a big Chiddush. That if we ask her, Bechamim Shuruchamu, Bishabes, so we have to ask her, Chamim Shuruchamu, Merev Shabes, also. So then the Kashi is, how does the Gemara ask, for Maise Dan Shitvarye, but Maise Dan Shitvarye deals with Chamim Shuruchamu Bishabes, and here the Madbraise has reference to Chamim Shuruchamu Merev Shabes. Umarami Foresh, the Chamim Shuruchamu Merev Shabes, Haine Shenistal Kumulaeya Mi Beidyeim, Vishuruchamu Bishabes, Haine Name Shuruchamu Beidyeim Kol Tzeichon, Ach Mischamimim Vehilchim Gam Bishabes, דום ידען שטבריה, ובהן הפליג רב מאיר ורב יהודה ורב שמעון, בצנין קורא שהוי חמים כבר, ונצטנו. So, that's a chidesh for me. It's very, very established actually. In other words, because like this, I mean, all the shame raised the question. Mayor asks us בצנין. בצנין או תחמים? All right, I mean, and the Asas, but it's strange. The Asas, Bitzenim, the Amunikashas. So the Balamoya has his own shittim. So the Rama Rutenberg says, no one asks us to change. No one asks us to change. It all means, and Chamin, that is Chucham Bishabes. So he says that when the Mishnah says that Chamim Shehucham Bishabes is Osea, it doesn't mean Chucham Mamesh Bishabes, when a Jew was even Yisabish. No, it means even if it was Nischam Yisbash or Kotzol Kayarav Shabbos. And then it kept on standing, it kept on being heated, it kept on being heated, like a pot, like a kettle of water, that was Nispasho Kotzol Chay, Erev Shabbos, and then it keeps on standing on the black. I mean, it's emotion. So, that's also called Rucham Shabbos. But it's not like Nispasho Shabbos. There was no Aveira in letting it stand. She, even according to Rabbeinu Hanania, if it's Nispasho Kotzol Chay, so then she is Mutea, even if it's not Gol Bekotum, Alachaskanu Bechamo, if it's Gol Bekotum. So, but it's called Huchamu Bishabes. What is called Huchamu Merav Shabes? If it was boiled, if it boiled Merav Shabes, then you took it off, you misalik it from the fire. That's called Huchamu Merav Shabes. But if it was boiled Erev Shabbos, and it kept on being warmed up, even though it doesn't develop any Yisr of Bish anymore, because it's already in Yisbash al-Kotzolche, but that comes within the category of Hucham Yishabbos. That's exactly what it was in the Hamid Valley, because they didn't do anything on Shabbos. They had a pipe installed, and then they had a certain apparatus whereby cold water kept on flowing through the pipe, and as it passed through the tube, the pipe, the hamitvaye, it was warmed up. So there was no, and it was already in his bashel, some mele, that's considered Chucham Shabbos. And even when it was in his bashel called Tzorch, so in Hamitvaye, it was of course a Chucham Shabbos. It kept on being heated by passing through the tube that was installed in the Hamitvaye. But in general, whenever water is boiled in his bashel called Tzorch Erev Shabbos, and then it keeps on being warmed up, so it's considered in Nischam Chucham Shabbos. But you can have two situations. You can have Chamin, that is Chucham Shabbos, even though it is in special Kotzoch Friday, but it keeps on, but it remained Yatzoledes all the time, and now it's being warmed up, so that's Chamin Shehu Chucham Shabbos. And you can have a situation of Tzeinen Shehu Chucham Shabbos. Whereas Kash Tzeinen Shehu Chucham Shabbos, that it out in Sastra? No, it's not it out in Sastra. What is the definition of Tzimut? If it's not Yatzoledes. If it's not Yatzoledes, then it's called Tzimut. Tzimut doesn't mean it has to be freezing temperature. If it's not Yatzoledes, that's called Tzimut. And even suppose it's Nischam Kotzoch Fire. Put the temperature, and then it cooled off. It cooled off to the extent that it became lukewarm. It's not Yatzoledes anymore. Then it's considered tzeinen. But it keeps on being warmed up on Shabbos by itself. So that, in such tzeinen, Reb Meir Asher Shtifei. But not that Reb Meir Asher Shtifei, cold water, is matter Shtifei. Not only Shtifei is Reb Meir matter, the chitz also Misaradim, Misaradim Bidmora, you are allowed to take a cold bath. Misaradim, only Misaradim now. But Misaradim you are allowed, so Reb Meir is also matter. But when Reb Meir asks even Shtifei, not only Lechitze, it's in Chamin Shehu Chamin B'Shabbos. In other words, it still keeps on being warmed up, but it cooled off so much that it wasn't just like this, and it's becoming warmer and warmer. It wasn't the Nistalic knowledge. This is, so in such a case, in such seinen, Reb Meir asks, umaram miforesh, now again, umaram miforesh, dechamim sheucham umerav Shabbos, heine shen Nistalkum aleir, mibigay, vishuchamu bishabbos, heine name sheucham umibigay, kotzor. It doesn't mean that there was an avere of bish. Tesis said, because Tesis said, in the previous Tesis, Tesis says, Vei de mistome le maire bidavdi isure, because Tesis Shiti is not like the Tesis Hishem. Tesis Shiti is the Tuchan of the Shabbos means, when it says, Mamesh nis pasal the Shabbos. So Tesis says, Hote Gershia skino. But the Tesis Hishem says, no, Tuchan of the Shabbos doesn't mean Tafke nis pasal the Shabbos. It was nis pasal the Shabbos. And nis pasal kotzolchon, there is no Yisabish. Is even Basel Kotzochon. But it keeps on being warmed up. So the melee, it has a din of Hucham Bishabbos. Bishucham Bishabbos, I name Shucham Bidim Kotzochon, Ach Mischam Behilchen Gam Bishabbos, Dum Yedan Shitzverje, Uwe Hane, Fliege, Remeer, Reb Jude, Reb Shimen, Bitzin in Kore, not saying in cold water. Also it boiled, Reb Shabbos. Show your honey for, but then it cooled off. And then now it's being warmed up again. But it's still, even though it keeps on becoming warmer and warmer, it's still not Yachilez. So it's lukewarm. So that's called sin. Say, the Uvihane Pligar of Meir of the Rebbe of Shin, the Tainin in Kone Shoye Chanuk for. Then it's done enough. Aber mit Stalkum begehen, afil Rebbe Meir meide di Shor Lishtati. Viloi Lirchitz. If it's Nistalkum begehen, so, and what it means, Nistalkum begehen, and Huchamu, be Erev Shabbos. But then you took it on the fire. It's a ton of fire. So then you're not allowed to take a bath in that water, but you can pour water like a shower to pour over the goof. So, but to take a bath in that water, not. Why not? Because it was Hucham Erev Shabbos. But suppose it's cold water ligamre, then it's Mutarim Lirchitz also. So when he says, the Ishtorah Ishtatim and Lirchitz means when it was Hucham Erev Shabbos. And then you took off the kettle from the stove. The stove. So then, it's cold now. But it was already Hucham. It was Hucham Erev Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to take a bath net, but you can take a shower with that water. But if it's cold in the Gamre, it was never boiled Erev Shabbos, you can take a bath in them too, with the Edigma. The Shol is not the Lirchit. The High Tane, so now it is Shemin. Israeli can Russian taste. According to Russian taste, when the Gemara says, Omar Abike Bachanan Lishtat and Kokupaskin, Vai Tane, so which Tane is it a preference to Reb Shimon? According to Rashi, according to Nishani, no, he doesn't have. Haitano is not Reb Shimon, but Haitane is Dafke Reb Meir and Reb Yudeh. The Haitane is Reb Meir and Reb Yudeh. The Asre, because we have Tvitanoi, Lishtati Fodom, Kongufei, Bechamin, Bechamine. That is reference not to just water that was nostalgic from the fire legamre. No, it was as reference to water that was in special control Friday, and then it keeps on standing and it keeps on being warmed up. So there are two situations. One situation is where it didn't cool off to less than Yatzalevet. It always remained, it was in special control, hey, Erev Shabbos, and it continued to be in the state of Yatzalevet. So then, you're not allowed to mishtate, to take a shower with that water, So Reb Meir says, mishtate for the kogufei, bein bechamim, bein mitzim. Not only the water that keeps on standing on the kiln, so is hot, but even if it already cooled off, and it's not that religious anymore. But it still keeps on standing on the edge, even though it's not yet religious anymore. So it's also to be shaken for Gulfed. And then Rav Meir and Rav Yudah say, Bichamim Osa, Bitzinim Utah, if the Chamim, that he was not installed in the Eish. So in other words, it is still attached to the source of it. So that's analogous to the situation of Chamit Fayel. Chamit Fayel, you don't have Eish, you don't have fire. So you have some other source of it. That doesn't make any difference. But it's like standing on the kilo. Standing on a kilo. So the melee, and so if it is, so Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudeina Bichami Moser, Bitzeinen Muter, if it's still Yatziledes, and it still is attached to the source of it, like Hamitvai, or it stands on the kilo, so Mimele, and it's still Yatziledes, so then it's also to be Mishatev Kogufei. But if it cooled off, that it's not Yatziledes anymore, it's lukewarm, it's not Yatziledes, even though it's still attached to the source of it, it still stands on the Eish, but it cooled off, it's even, it's not Yatziledes, then it's Mutar to be Mishatev Kogufei. It's only also to be Reichitz, but it's Mutar to be Mishatev Kogufei. So in Mele, the Braise can accord the Mishneh that says, Kechamim Shehu Chamu B'Shabes, so it's Oseh. But Hochamim Shehu Chamu Erev Shabes Mutorim, so it has to accord with Rav Yudah, so it accords with Rav Yudah, not with Rav Shimon. And of course with Rav Meir is more Machmir, but it can accord with Rav Yudah too, not with Rav Shimon. So it's just the reverse of Rashi's Pshat and Teis Pshat. According to Rashi and Teis Pshat, so Haitamehu has reference to Rav Shimon, but according to Shin Pshat, it has reference to Rav Yudah. To Rav Yudah, and of course Rav Meir too. Rav Meir is even more Machni, but not Rav Shimon. So, Vaitanu Rav Meir, and Rav Yudah, the Aschachamim, Shem Yischamim, and the Hilchim, Gambi Shabbos, the Hashtepor Shapir, for Maisedan Shetfaye, Bikarkabe, and that was also Huchamu Bishabbos, even though it didn't involve any Mureches Bishol, because it was done by itself, but that has nothing to do with that, whether it involves Bishol or not. It still comes within the category of Huchamu Bishabbos, as long as it stands on the fire, it's attached to a source of heat, like Hamit Vaye, so there is a source of heat. So Mele it's considered to Hamit Bishabes, and still the Hamit Vaye asked it, so how can Rav Chisda say, Bikarka Divrakal Muta, and Bishyashit Name, Vashti Por Shafer, or Maisit Anshit Vaye Bikarka, Bishyashit Name, Ahidi Pirish Mene Shrotzin, Bishor Ramei Alirchit Bikarka, so these are the kashas, these are the terrors, there are two kinds of karka, there is a karka that bears a resemblance to a kale, like a bathtub that is installed in the karka, and then there is karka mamesh, like a river, which has no resemblance to kale. That was necessary for Tainstas, the Congress is shaming, no kashe, because Rabbeya doesn't pass out to Mishatif Kukufi with cold water that will never heat it, and you can even take a cold bath in cold water. We didn't ignore it. But Rabbeya asks water that is Alpidin considered Tainan, in other words, it is lukewarm. It's not that the lettuce, but it was already in special consorted Friday, and furthermore, it keeps on standing on the edge. It's still attached to the source of it. Then the mayor asks Stipe. Then the mayor asks Stipe. But you know, of course, you can even be real, it's not only shaking. So the whole Gemara is Kimil Chaymer, according to the position. Kimil Chaymer. Now, that's the decision. Now let's see the Balanoia's pshat. The Balanoia also has the kasha. How is it possible that Rav Meir asks Shtife B'Tzeinen? Zins ist mit der Lidlere Chitze. Die Preise, die Schwelle Schrotzen, die sind genau, die können gerechen. So, da gibt es mehr Zins, der Tira. So, die brauchen wir ja nicht mit Kirsch. איזה שעוס הנשיפה יהיה איק מרבי כבאחינן דף יפרס נגיד איק מרבי כבאחינן להשתתת במקום גופי שטיפה לאחר שנסחנת עוד על נור it's important to go over the Gemara one second let's go back piece of Gemara so I'll tell you so before we go to the Baramoyer we left off with the Gemara at the last line, last week we left off the last line, Omar Rabbe Haiman the Omar Haiman the Omar Adrabon Shorli Michal Yavayan so let's, because he mentions this Gemara so let's go over that piece of Gemara Omar Rabbe Haiman the Omar Adrabon on the last line that Memo Medal Shorli Michal Yavayan because Kiman Kihaitan די אומאל יא מישי ישכיו איבר אביירה כי ישכיו לא עשר עשייה so what so the price calls them איבר אביירה ביוני what kind of איבר אביירה did they are they they were the Chal Shabbos and Roche the Reise has in Shalem they are only a they are on the Yisar of Chitze Bechamim שהוא חמו מערב שבס they were not either on Yisar Reise and still and they said they were mazin they just released their perspiration so it calls them ivra vira bayonim so it's a raye that if somebody is either another rabbonon shorali mikhali abayan kiman kehaitan normally ill mish yiskilo ivra vira yiskilo eser azeh ba'al inesral de rechatsim bichanu yesmil ve'im el mazim anachnu ve'im kan labir el divreyem shorosro esachan am betoi shol krochim and between shall kochim which are relatively very large so mitayl ben v'nechishish even though when you take a walk to the ambitoy the bath houses of the big cities in there so you also release perspiration because there is a lot of heat in the bath houses just by walking through it but since it's big so the heat that the perspiration that you release is relatively small, slight. So the Mele, even though the Chachomim Asar Zeyel or Zia to release perspiration in the Beth House, but not this kind of Zeyel. Aval Dikvorim, but in the village, so the Beth Houses are small, so there is more heat concentrated in a small area. So then there is a release a lot of perspiration. Some mele, then it comes within the gzeira of zeh. Aber die Kforen loy, my time kim di zutrin nofish ab lai. Alright. Now, ton rabon, that's the gemore, that the Baramoya mentioned. Mischamim odom, kineged amidure, vieitzei, unishtatei bitzeinet. A person can stand near the furnace, near the stove, and become heated up, and then he can pour cold water over his body. Uvilvat shall yishtate bitzeinen, but he's not allowed to pour cold water over his body, then with all the drops of water on his body, gliding on his body, he'll stand near the furnace, so those drops of water will become healed up, become that's a little stool, so that's also. Or we gradually started with saying this, I'm going to do a mission up here, my inshallah. So it means, even if he doesn't become that's a little stool, let's say, in order that the drops of water on his body should become that's a little stool, he has to spend there 10 minutes. But he says he wants to stand only 5 minutes near the furnace. And then they become lukewarm, the drops of water. But they will not become yatsuris. So it's also awesome. It's also awesome, Rabbanan, and according to Moshe Shemin, except Rashi, because of the Xele. He intends to stand near the furnace only 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, he cannot become yatsuris. But suppose you forget, and you'll spend 10 minutes, then it will become yatsuris, so it will be Rashi Mamesh, the water on his body. So in Mele, even if he's just mafshir, so it's also awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, so the question is, Bikulish Maitzil must listen Gabi Meicham, Shepino. So it's Mashma, Mafshia means lukewarm, not Yatzeles. Still it's Osea, but Bikulish Maitzil must listen Gabi Meicham, Shepino, Mashma, the Hafshia Maim, it's your see, Mutter, the Psheron, Ruizel, Bishro, the Hochet Asurin, the Forest Rivo, here it's Moham, the Forest Rivo, the Dame Kerechit, the Maim Hamim, the Yobil Hochim, Hamim, Lirchit, Kogu. So that now let's go to the Gomorrah. That's it, Chesam Rav. Eitn Ravike Bachanina li ishtatit ben kol gufe pire shtife liachar shenischam im odom kinegdam duos the Balamoyer. In order to answer the question, how could Rav Meir ask a stiefe, stiefe die Zähne? Even the chitze die Zähne is mutarich et odom milo. So Teisve says, that he asks only stiefe of Zähne that is bikarke dumne de kli. But bino mamesh, karke mamesh, then he doesn't ask. But Rav Meir says no. He only asks in certain situations. Li shtatev bohem, kol gufi pire shtife lachar shen ischamim odom kineged amdure vun sheitiv zi osei vi zu mosei bichamim ubicene zu nikras ni shtife she asuyo lahaber azei amo kidirshi vayishli vorechevim breich ha-shemri uchunitanie yetzin imlochim uchunitanie nischamim odom kineged amduro vi yeitzei umishtativ bicene vahach also in other words וַחַח רְחִיצֶה דִּתְנָם מַשְׁנִיסֶן בִּמַיִסֶה דָּן שִׁשְׁתָּרָיֶה שְׁטִיפֶה וּדִּקְתֹנֶה בְּחַמִּים שְׁאוּחַם וּבִּשַׁבֶּשׁ אַסּוּרֶם בִּשְׁטִיפֶה דָּעֹנֶה אִם הוּחַם וּמֶרֶב שַׁבֶּשׁ וּשְׁתֹרֶם בִּשְׁטִיפֶה רֶב שִׁמֶנוּ דִּקְשֹׁרֶה שְׁטִיפֶה בְּחַמִּים וּלִגּוֹזָה בּוֹם מִפְנִצִרָס מֶרְחֶץ כְּדִתָנֶה לִישְׁתַתֶה פֹדֶם גּוּפֶה בֵּין דְּחַמִּים בֵּין סֵנֶה דִּמֶר רַב מֵיָה פִּרֵשׁ בְּחַמִּים מִשְׁמֻצִרָס מֶרְחֶץ וּבִּצֵנֶן מִפְנִי שֶׁמַפְשִׁיר מים שאולו שנסחמים כנגד המדורו והווה כמבש so in other words so the Balamoyer explains that Rav Meir is applying two separate theories when Rav Meir says we ishtati bodom bein lecham bizenien so Rav Meir doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to take a cold shower he's allowed even to take a cold bath but he means we ishtati bodom וישתתי פודום בחמים, he means חמים שהוא חמו מערב שבס, so he's not allowed to use the hot water that was heated ערב שבס בשטיפס כל גופי. Why is that? That's because of the ערס מרחץ, because of the בלונים, the אביונים, they used to, some of the אביונים used to be נבשו בשבס, and then they said they are doing it ערב שבס. So, Mimele, because of that, the Chachomim assert Rechitzas kol gufe Bichamim shehu chamu be'erev Shabbos and even Shtifas kol gufe Bichamim shehu chamu be'erev Shabbos because of Tzeres Balon. But, he says, Ben Yitzenen, so he doesn't mean Ben Yitzenen, you're not allowed to take a cold shower. He means, if he's all heated up because he was standing near an oven, near a furnace. And then and then he's all heated up, and he has a lot of perspiration. He has a lot of perspiration on his body, and that perspiration account of the fact that he was standing for some time near the furnace, so the droplets of sweat started to evaporate. If you have a lot of sweat on your body and you stand near a hot furnace, so the droplets of sweat will start evaporating. Then if you pour cold water over your body, so what will be the result of the shtife of the tzeinim over the body that has droplets of evaporating drops of sweat? Then they will turn into a liquid, warm liquid. So mele, even though Midrash say it's not osa, because is assuming that those droplets of sweat that originally were evaporating, were in a gaseous state, and now as a result of pouring the cold water, so they turn into a liquid, and they are still Yatzeledes, but he will not be Chayvish Mevashel, because he was, when is one Chayvish Mevashel, if he heats up here to fall cold water and makes it Yatzeledes? But if he takes here to fall burning hot water and he cools it off a little, it's still Yatzeledes, but it's not as hot as before, so there is no Chiyuv of Bishul, but Midrabonon it is also, because of Merzik and Mevashel. So that, under these circumstances, Reb Meir Asher Shtife B'Tzeinim. In other words, if the person has been standing for some time near the Midoron, near the furnace, and that heated up the drops of sweat on his body, so that they started to evaporate. Then, when he pours cold water over the body that has hot drops of evaporating drops of sweat, so that will convert the gaseous drops of sweat into warm liquid drops of sweat. So mele or water, whatever, because they'll be mixed up with the cold water. So mele it smells like a wash. It will not involve and bishul midraise. Even if after the pouring of cold water the drops of sweat will be yatzeledes, because they will become converted into yatzeledes from a heretofore stage of more than yatzeledes. So it doesn't involve an Isser of Bishul with the Raise, but it involves an Isser of Bishul with the Rabbonon of Merzik and Mirash. This is what he says. Uchitanye, Mishan modern Kne Ramduro, Yeitzin Mishtadim Bitzene, Beachri Chitzin Itnam Mas Nisim Maisel Anshe Tver Yeh Shtifeu, Udiktone Vechamin Shuchum Mishabes, Shasurim Bishtife, Dalmin Uchamu Merev Shabes, Mutorim Bishtife, is Rav Shimon the Kosher Shtive Bechamim V'ligoz Abo Mishum Zeres Merches K'litan Yelo Yishtati Rodom Gufei Bein Bechamim Bein Mitzenein Dibur Rav Meir Pirish Bechamim Mishum Zeres Merches U'vitzenein Mifni Shemafshir Mayim She'olov She'nischam Mikineged Amduro. So according to the Baal Moyer's Pshat, it's very interesting. I mean, that's not like the other Rishenim explained. According to all the Rishenim Pshat, when the Rameya says, when he started for them the Gufe, Bein Bitzinim, Bein Bechamim, so he mentions only one Zer, even Bitzinim. In other words, Rameya is gay Zer, not only Chamim Shehu Chamu Me'arev Shabbos, or to Chamim Shehu Chamu B'Shabbos, but he is even gay Zer, Zeyn Mamesh, or to Chamim Shehu Chamu B'Shabbos. That's the Pshat according to all the Rishenim. Baal Moyer says no, it's two separate things. And one is nothing to do with the other. And the Pshat is, Mishtati, Odom, Mezgufei, Bein Bechamim, Bitzeinen, is not a Pshat, even Bitzeinen. Allah has come with Bechamim, Bechamim. It's not even Bitzeinen, because it is reference to two different childs. Bechamim means that the person is not allowed to take a shower with hot water that was heated at Erev Shabbos. Why is that? Because of Tzeiras Balon. And Bitzenin doesn't mean you're not allowed to take a cold shower. You are allowed to take a cold shower. You are allowed to take a cold bath too. Bitzenin means you're not allowed to take a cold shower if you had just been standing near the furnace for some time and with the droplets of sweat all being heated up. So then if you take a shower, you convert those here to four very hot droplets of sweat into lukewarm yateledes, into lukewarm yateledes, even droplets of water. So then it smells like in Russia. But one Tane can accept Reb Meir's halacha in respect to Tzeinen and not in respect to Chami, because it's two separate questions. Shuram Mishabes in Zibn Gezer, Tzein Mamesh, or to Chami Shuram Mishabes. But the Kongo Amoya is two separate cases. Lishadi for the Mugufi Bechami means that he cannot take a hot shower with water, hot water that was Chamer of Shabbos because of Tziras Merach and Tziras Baloni. And Bitzeni means that he is allowed to take a cold shower, but if he had just finished standing for some time near the furnace and the sweat is hot, he has hot sweat on his body, he is not allowed to cool off the hot sweat by pouring cold water over his body. But suppose he's not heated up, then he's allowed to take a cold shower. So it's two separate questions. ובצנית נשמר שמיים שאולו, שנסחם מכנגד המדורו, ויהב הקמי באשר, יצמשמע במויוסלושן, that even if as a result of the shtife of the tzenen over his heated body, so the drops of sweat will not be as less, but will be just lukewarm, so it's also melzik in the vashel. But what kind of melzik in the vashel? Originally they were hot, that now it's lukewarm. The answer is because originally they were evaporating droplets, and they readily evaporated and disappeared, you know. Mashenki now, when he cools them up, so it's converted into liquid drops and it remains adhering to his body. So, and even though it's lukewarm, so it smells like a divine. ובצנים שמה שמיים שלוש נסחם כנן דורו, והבק מבאפשר, ורבשים ממטר בין לחם בין מצנים, וחמים משמולס לצרס מרחץ, בשטיף ובעל מדירך יצס הרי, ובצנים צס נדר, נדר גזירה, משמולחף שמיים כאי גמנה, so, is רבשים אין, is מטר בין לחם בין מצנים, so רבשים אין is מייקר, so according to Rameyah, it's two separate גזירס, and רבשים אין rejects both גזירס. Bichamin he rejects the gzeire of Gzeiras Balonim because Rav Shimon holds Gzeiras Balonim is only shayach legabe rechitze, because the Balonim, they used to handle rechitze, not shtife. So Mashenki shtife, that was not handled by the Balonim. So mele, the Gzeiras Balonim doesn't apply to shtife. משום לסל ידע מרחת, בשטיף ובעומד, דרך חיצה סערי, וביצנה משום להב שמיים, כאי גבנה, לא יחי שינון. So רב מאיר עשה זה, because it's מעל זה כמבשר. So, but רב שינון says, it's not מעל זה כמבשר. מפני שקידים חנימוסי לשטיף עושי, וחנימפורש בעי, ביטאי ממסחם מאוד כנעדור, רב יודה עם מחם מוסה כרב מאיר, ביטאי מביצי ממותה כרב שינון. אומר רב חיסדה, מה חלקת בכלי? Pirish rafchit laf ashtif aschamim koi. Elo atzeinu. Mach leikiz bikli. Shemiteich shamayim motim. Nire kemaf shamayim sholom. So why did rafchit the original say מחלקת בכלי, אבל בעיקר כדברי הקומות. So why is כלי מוחמו? So he says, because לב השתיקס חנוכה. So he says, אלו הצנן, מחלקת. So what's the מחלקת? בצנן. In other words, a person who has been standing for some time near the Midruch, heating up his body, and then with the result that his body has many evaporating droplets of sweat, so then there is a machlekes between the mayor and on one hand, with the Rabshim on the other hand, whether he is allowed to take a cold shower. When as a result of the cold shower, he'll convert the heat to form, evaporating drops of sweat into lukewarm water. So Rav Meir says it's also because Nirek in the Vashel, and Rav Yudin and Rav Shimon say it's Muter because it's not Melzek in the Vashel, it's Melzek in the Gangufe. That's the Machlek. So he says, Machlek is Bikli. When does Rav Meir Aser Dafke Bikli? Because in Bikli you couldn't have an abundance of cold water. How much water could you have in a pail, even if it's a big pail? Relatively, a small quantity of water. So mele, when you pour little water over a hot body with evaporating droplets of sweat, so then it looks like as if you are machlekes bikli shemetich shamayim watin nire ki mafshir mayim sholo. So it looks like converting the evaporating droplets into lukewarm water. That's merzek mevasher. Aber bikarke usually have a lot of water. So shamayim tzinin merubim. So then it doesn't look like converting it into warm water, but like chilling off the hot body. Avo bikarke shamayim tzinin merubim einei kinaf shamayim elo kinei kagufei. So it's not well that can be washing umuta vakshin alo vamayset anshitvarye bikarkave shiidiyu surin shalcenu nsecham shalchamim vadovo yudua shaloyosul hochem esatzenu eno esatzam nesachamim. So what the question is, but according to Rabbi Meir's pshat, that the machleket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon in respect to Tzenen has reference to the case where the person is standing near the Midurah and then he wants to pour cold water. But if just to pour cold water, then it's muter. So what Shaykh says it to do with Maisad Anjitrali, there we do not deal with the person who is standing in the Midurah. So what's the connection? So he says there is a connection. ומייסד אנשי תוואי בקרקב שהביאו סירים של צנו לשיחם ושל חם והדובר ידוע אשר יעשו לאוכם את הצנן אלו יצנעים את החמים ועל מה עושו להם חכומים. So according to Rav Chisda, that if somebody had been standing in the Gamdor for some time with his body becoming heated up with evaporating droplets of sweat, Rav Chisda says that even Rav Meir is matter to pour an abundant cold water, because then it looks like chilling off the body, not like warming up the heretofore evaporating drops of sweat. So here too, so the reason is why Rav Chisda says that even Rav Meir be matter, because there, since the mayim, the cold water is merubim, so then it's merze kimeik agufe, it's not merze kimafshir as a mayim. So here too, you had mayim merubim, so it was also merze kimeik agufe, and still the Chach Mitvari asserted. So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda says just the reverse. The machlekes is bikarke, אבל בכלי דברי הקלוס. זה זה. ומה יסדן שכבר יהיה בקרקע ושידי יסלון של צלנס חמה של חמים והדובר ידוע שלא יעושה לו חמס הצלן אלא ניצן נס החמים and there too it was the mind צלן אם הוא עוש מרובים ועל מה עושה לו חכומים שעושה כחמים שהוא חם בשבס דהל מקייגב מבשבס עושה ועל ידוע שלא יעושה לו להקר או ניצנן והויו to be maker as good one והויו בקרקע ויוסחו להם חכונים, אלוהית מהרוך התמה. אומר, אפריז למח לגד בקרקה, אבל בכלי דברך לא עושה, הוא מסניס לקטון את יוסחו להם חכונים לאנשי טבריה, כרבני הדוסר אפילו בציינן, ואפילו בקרקה, אבל בשטיף הסחמים, סובר לו כרבשימה. So in other words, so I thought about my behavior, remarkable. It looks like a paradox, because if we think of the pshat of the other Hashem, so it looks like a paradox. But according to Balamoya, it doesn't involve any paradox. Because according to Balamoya, so Ramiya says also, Ishtati, Gufi, Bein Bitzelim, Bein Bechamim, it doesn't mean even Bitzelim, Lachas Kamo Bechamo Bechamim. It's two separate questions. One can say, Bitzelim, yes, Bechamim, not, and vice versa too. So Mele is two separate zeres. Bechamim, it means that he cannot be shaiti hot water that was boiled out of Shabbos and over his roof. He cannot take a hot shower with hot water that was heated out of Shabbos because of zeres balonim. And Bitzenen means not that he's not allowed to take a cold shower. Of course he's allowed to take a cold shower. But if he had just finished standing near a Midura and if his body is heated up with hot droplets of perspiration, he's not allowed to pour cold water because then it smells like a mafshir, as if he's mafshir the water on his goof, the hot water on his goof, so it smells like a mafshir. So Mele, the Tane of the Mishneh, ומסליס לקטון את אוסלו חכום לאנשיפריה כרמיה דיוסר אפילו בציינים ואפילו בקרקה אבל בשטיף הסחמים סובר לו כרב שימן לשאול, so that's paradoxical. In other words, חמים is more cold than ציינים. No, according to my mother's pshat, it involves two separate childless, two separate zeres. חמים has reference to the use of chamim all the time under all circumstances. And shtifa b'tzeinen has reference to the use of shtifa b'tzeinen under special circumstances, when the person's body is all heated up with evaporating droplets of sweat, then he's not allowed to take a cold shower. So Mele, the Tana of the Mishneh, accepts Reb Shimon shite in regard to tzeinen, but Reb Shimon shite in regard to chamim. And it's not paradoxical because it's two separate shailas. That's the Balamoyah's pshat. Alright. Omer Rabbe v'achone halochek rabiuri afol gav de rabi yichan misle halochek istam mishne hoche mishun de rabiude machriyahu hein halochek istam די קושד איך קאמע די צוכי פאל די נעמע מאלוך איך קאמע יא דאס סול פאנה קאבוסי אפאל גאב די סובאד גאב גאב מיר מאחיו די פאל באשאוך די מאלוך קאמע ליל דא מאחיה די שליימא די סטאם די הוכע גריע מאוסטאם די הוכע סטאם די מאסניס מאחליק איז בדרייסע ווי א הוכע קי מאחליע מי וויל אבא חוי האב א הוכע קי סטאם מאסניס אבא מאר מאחליק אין דרייסע הוחמים שאולי, הוחמים שאולי הם בגי מותורים, ותניה חמים, ותניה חמים שאולי הם בערב שבת, למוחר ריחל בן פונו ירברר, אבל כל גוף אל פונו ירברר, אל פונו ירברר, אל פונו ירברר. So, תן הליקה היא פרייסה די אספה בכלי, משום דורי אלי ראי מוחמו, ומסניס מקרקה, כי משמו, כי למאפליק בסומו, בין כלי לקרקע. ויש למה, דווקא בשיתוק דקיות, So there it's possible to make a distinction between Kli and Karke. Aber Bechitze Dichmire, Lui Mistabra Lichlu Gebroch. All right. So the Gemara and the Kashi, Bim Chol and Mai, what difference does it make? Whether Rabbi Bachone heard Rabbi Yechanan spell it out explicitly, Halachik Rabbi Yude, or he was dying. As long as the deduction is perfect, so what difference does it make? Because if it's on the basis of the deduction, so he could refute it. Because we could say that when does Rabbi Yechanan say Halachik Machia only in Mishneh, but not in the price. Dil Mahanel Masnisa, our price lay, Aval Gav to Nikom of Mishnesenu, Hoche Mashma din Aloche Kneisei, Mishum Mishnam Masnisa in Oikavos. Aloche Kedivre Amachri. Hachoye Kigein Kule Matlonis. It's not what it's a piece of a rag, a small piece of rag that does not have the size of Gimel Tvochen or Gimel Tvochen. But it has Gimel's voice or Gimel's voice. So then there is a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Lezer says he's machmir. Even if it wasn't Ucham, so it's still Mikabutum. It has the kshivas of the beggar. Rabbi Yeshua is meikil, even if it was meikil, it still doesn't have the kshivas of the beggar. And Rabbi Akiva is machriya. It all depends. If it was Ucham, it has the kshivas of the beggar. If it wasn't Tuchan, it doesn't have the Shibis of the beggar, and it's not the Kabbalah. Halachi Lach, Hachoy Kikin Kulim Atlanis, Sherab Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Yizkiru B'Perush B'Divreyem, Muchon Mishini Muchon. What is called Muchon? Now, what Muchon means, what is Muchon? He prepared it. He put it in a vault in the bank. It doesn't mean Muchon, that he put it in a vault. So mucha means that in the Torah be magut, be nichei achir adalas. If he didn't let it, he didn't throw it away, you know, on the floor, but he put it up on the handle of the door. In other words, he didn't want it to become misplaced. That's called mucha. She gil be devreim, she svor al chalig neim. Al she mir alem, he save in chalig neim. Likach, Habe Rabbi Akiva Shemachalik B'nei Machriya. Now it seems Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua spell out. Rabbi Lezer says, Nitamei Bein Muchon Bein Sheini Muchon. Even Eini Muchon. And Rabbi Yeshua also says, Nitayer Bein Muchon Bein Sheini Muchon. Even if it's Muchon. And then Rabbi Akiva says, Muchon Nitamei Mikabutume, Eini Muchon Nat Mikabutume. So Mimele, that's called Machria. Ela Shemirlem, the same thing will have me. Kach habe Rabbi Akiva Shemachalim Nei Machria. Vichin Rabbi Yudah habe Machria. The Rabbi Shimon the Rabbi Meir, as is kiru b'divreyem, chamim b'tzim, v'achoy shlishi is. The Gemara has an expression, that achoy shlishi is lahab achoy. Kahi di perikam di psoch. Chov yeshal yayin shal trumo shemidriyo. B'shama yemrim, suppose the Chodesh Yain Shal Truma became Tome. What should you do with it? So Bisham Eimrim Tishofich Chedah. Ubisil Eimrim Tiose Ziluf. In other words, you can spill it just like this. Ziluf means you sprinkle it little by little. So Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi Ani Achia Bisode Tishofich Chedah. Why is that called? Now let's see the Gemara in Pesach.
Tanya, that Hoffa. Hoffa mit Beis, the end of the honor. The fourth line from the end of the honor. Tanya, Hoffa ishal yayin shal tchuma shenit me, vishame imun tishofi chevel. Chevel means it is to be spilled in the form of a jet, you know, not sprinkled little by little. Little by little not. Why? Because there is a possibility of a mixture of it akore. If you start sprinkling it, little by little, so he might forget, and in the meantime, he might drink the yain. The king might drink the yain, and this yain tomer is not allowed to drink. So because of that, it should be spilled in the form of a jet, chevel, a continuous jet, like a rope. So, but not you. In the silaim and tiosis, Omar b'shmoy b'rabiz, ami achriya, b'sode tishop, chevel. In the form of a jet, the bayis tiose zil. So he says, bisove ti shofi chevel, she is alpin bisode. We hold the ambinon she then be bayis li zalpin. The avioche also be lidi takor. Bisode, so you're not allowed to be zale bisode. So what? Let him bring it to his house, and then he'll be resulted in that house, and the contrary, it will produce a pleasant fragrance if he's resulted the yain in bibais. So why isn't he allowed bisode to, if it happens to him bisode, let him bring the chobiyah shal yain, let him bring the chobiyah shal yain to the house, and then he'll be able to use it, you know, the way it's nitam, I mean to produce a fragrance. The answer is, if we allow him to take it to the bayis, so in the meantime, in the interim, he might decide, he might forget, and he'll bring the yain too. So because of that, we saw the, so he has to spill it out immediately. So, but, suppose it happens, it becomes from the bayis, so there is no shosha vitakore. So then, Teosezil. So, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yisi said, Ani Achriya. In other words, he also acted like a pshore, like a madori. So, Teosez here, Vachoye Shlishis, so the more there says, that's not considered Machriya. So we don't ask like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yisi, because that's Achoye Shlishis. כי היהיד פרקם בסוכן תאי חובי שלהם של פשוט ניתמו שם אין תשבור חבר ובסום תוסי זילוף אמרו בשם רבי שאני יחדי בסוד לשבע חבר ובייס תוסי זילוף אמרו להין אחוי שליש יש מחרז why is that that not considered מחריה there too I mean אמרו להי אחוי שלי מחרז משום לא הזכירו בשם אי בסיל בדברי עם בייס וסוד when is he considered מחריה when the other Tutanoim mention the possibility of a distinction, like here, let's say. So they mention Bein Muchon, Bein Shein Muchon. So Rabbi Lezer says, it's Mitame, Bein Muchon, Bein Shein Muchon. It may be Meichon, Muchon and Zakshim is with Bein. And Rabbi Shea also mentions Bein Muchon, Bein Shein Muchon, Mitaya. If Muchon does not have Zakshim is with Bein. Mashenkin here, he doesn't. So the Shammai, Bishamai don't say Tishofich Chevel Ben Bibayis Ben Bishol and Bishol don't say Tiyose Zilu Ben Bibayis Ben Bishol but then Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeis he says Ani Achriya Bishol Tishofich Chevel Ubayis Tase Zilu that's called Achoyish משום הזכירו בשם בישראל בעברים בית לסוד ולדעו שיספור לחלגן בית לסוד וחושב לאחוי שלישיס ולא יפיר כרשע קונטרס יפיר לשוסם לתמייס בשמי לא ימישו את הכל אלא מתמה אחר כמו היא משום ריחה אלא משום לא הזכירו בדבריהם בית לסוד כי דפרשני ועדין דב מוצל ממלא דין אחוי סתל מיד אחוי נראות ביקוז ודימור עם צוחם קודף סד אין עדיץ נאבי מכריעה because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehudi was a Talmid of Bishama and Bishila. Hello, Ribuse,
עמוד, אפילו לא היו תלמיד, אין אחוי. והוד התנם בברוכס, בשם אימו נבורך על השמן, והקים נבורך על ההודס. ובסיל אימו נבורך על ההודס, והקים על השמן, אומר המגמליל, אני אחריע, שמן זוכינו לריחם, וזוכינו לזכוסי. הודס לריחם זוכינו לזכוסי, לא יזוכינו. ואומר רבי יוחנן, הלוכה כדברה מכריע. But there, even though the expression מכריע is used, but it's not together in a different sense. There we have a מחלקס, what has a difference. Whether שמן has a difference over הודס, or הודס has a difference over שמן. And which, and what you make the ברוכה first. So בשם I say, the שמן you make the ברוכה first. And then on the hodis, because shemen is superior to hodis, and Bisil say that hodis is superior. Amram Gamliel, ani achriya, shemen zochinu lireichei, vizochinu lisechosei. So in other words, shemen has two favorable attributes. It has a good reyach, and it has a good siche. So hodis has only one good function, reyach. But Siche doesn't have the function of Siche. So he says, Ani Achriya. But is that like the Achroye of Kulim Atlonies? They are, so is Machriya, is a moderator. In other words, that one Tane is Machmi all the way, and the other Tane is Maker all the way. One Tane is Machmi, Reblezer, even in connection of any Mucham Atlonies, Irek, that was not put aside, you know, and Reb Shimon is Meikel, is Mitayer, even if it was Mucha. And then Rabbi Akiva is Machriya. So that's Achoy is a moderator, in other words, like a Pshore. He makes a compromise. In case of Mucha, it's Mekabu to me. In case of any Mucha, it's Mekabu to me. But here there is a Machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel, what is superior to what? Whether Shemen is superior, has precedence over Hodes, or Hodes has precedence over Shemen. What does Rav Gamliel say? That he agrees with Bishamai. So that's Pshore. He just accepts the view of Bishamai, not Bisilel. That's not Pshore, he's not a moderator. So it's only the expression Machriya, but it doesn't mean the same thing, it doesn't have the same meaning as Machriya here. For Rabbi Halak, Machriya Pirsham Tam Nosum Tavek Achoy Shakon HaShas Velo Nire Dulei Habe Achoy Elet Pide Rashdi Vihosom Einel Meforesh Tang Bishamay. Rabbi Tam is very strange. I mean, what's the analogy between the Machriya over there, where it means he accepts the view of Bishamai is again the view of Bishamai, not that it's Pshore between the view of Bishamai and the view of Bishamai. Alright. Elbikash, Vosan, first time Bishamai, Virach, Pirish, and Acho, Ishlish, Machras, Hain, Acho, as their Shlishi, with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi, show you their Shlishi, and Bishamai, and Bishamai, beloved after their Shlishi, Elohad, in Sheini, or Bichol, Mokim, look at Acho, Ishlishi, Mishum, Brais, Lipsochim. So, Kod, Virach, in Acho, Ishlish, Machras, means that when do we say Halachic Dibur Machriya, if the Tanner who is a moderator is a contemporary of the other Tanner, then he can be a Machriya. But if the Tanner who is the moderator is not a contemporary, is they are Sheni, so then the Sheni, the Shlishi, the Revi, so then we don't apply the plow of Halachic Dibur Machriya. Alright. Limitzoi Shabbos. מצוי שבס ריחס מיד דווקא לירחס אבל להזיע נכנס אפילו בשבס ומזיע כמו ביונטב תדיום הביסומו דאפילו בשבס הבזה ישריה עד הגזירה ולאחר הגזירה אפילו ביונטב עושרה והיונטב קטונה משרו בו עברה וירה ישחיל לעשר והבמות של רבונה ולסנינו מרחש שפוק קוני קורף מערב שבס und mehr Jontef, wie Mocha Nichnas und wie Siaro, mit Zui Shabbos, wie Jontef, rechert mir ab. Aber hier auch wie Tondelu, aber mir darf du wie Shabbos aus Rasehen. Du loi wie Jontef, die Hunde, die meisten wie Shabbos habe, loch im Afligo, hast du mich auf der Wehre, koa Jontef, aber wie Shabbos, die Seele, die Huske, oder gab ich Shabbos. So that's this issue, we discussed it last week. This issue is that what is true of Shabbos, the same Chumre applies to Jontef. So just as Bishabes, it is also at Birich, it's called Gufe, in Chamin Shehu Chamu, in Erev Shabes, because of Ixere, Erev Shabes, or to Shehu Chamu Bishabes, so Yonte the same thing. Since, by Yonte, so you're not allowed to move Vashel water for Rechitas or Gufe, because that's not Shovel Chonefesh, that's only from knocking to take it there. For the whole group constantly, so we mele even the bechitzas kol gufe in chamim shuucham erev yontev is also osir because of the gzeire mishum chamim shuucham yontev, because if it's shuucham yontev it involves an isad reis mashenki nishite of the leaf, and the Rambam is no, that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontev. Shabbos, it's also out of Birich, it's called Gupe, even water that was Hucham Erev Shabbos, because of Ixere Erev Shabbos, or the Hucham Ubi Shabbos. But Yonte, so it's only also out of Birich, it's called Gupe, in Chamim Shucham Ubi Yonte itself, but not the Chamim Shehucham Ubi Erev Yonte. So the Ran explains it, because the Bichita of the Rif and the Rambam is that even to be Mevashel, Lechatchile, water, for Rechitzas Kol Gufe, is also Mutamidarais. Because it is Shabbat Chonefesh. And we explain it, why is it, why Teisa says it's not Shabbat Chonefesh. Because most people don't take a bath every day. And what a different Rambam Achilik Mitzies, that's not Mistaba. But the reason as to why Bisman Chazal, they didn't take, they were not Rechitz Kol Gufe on every day, because they didn't have the facilities, they didn't have a bathtub and a shower in the house. So Mimele, it involved a great hardship to go to the bathhouse. So Mimele, they didn't indulge constantly in Rechitzas Kol Gufe. But had they had the facilities the way we have it today, they certainly would have been makpid to take a bath or a shower every day. Horaye, the Mishnah Yedorim says that if a woman takes an eder shaliyar chatz, so that's the Yedorim of the Nefesh, so it's not a special luxury, it is a necessity. But some mele it's considered Shavuach Nefesh. What is considered not Shavuach Nefesh, like Mugmer, burning incense, that's not a necessity. Of course, if a woman will take another, she shouldn't burn incense, so the husband will not be able to be made of it. That's not in the Nefesh. Because it's not necessary for the health of the person. But the Chitzal Gupe is conducive to promote the health of the person. But most people, because of the lack of the facilities, so they didn't indulge in the Chitzal Gupe, the Chami, every day. But it's considered Shavuot Chol Nefesh. So that's why the Rif and the Rambam say that with the Raise, it's muta to be mevashel chatchile water for chitzas kol gufe, because it's echol nefesh. But with rabbonon nitzoser, in rabbonon nitzoser to mecham. So since even beyond the pitzahok, it's only mr. rabbonon, so it would be exere to be geizeh chamim shehu chamu erev yonte, or to chamim shehu chamu yonte. So that's the reason. So this is taste of chitam chitose, but the Rif and the Rambam is chilek. All right. Elo shechamim shalei mechupim binsorim pirish bikuntres shalo yotzrichim lochush shehu chamu bishabes mechim amerchez mashma sheseiver shenishtatvu bichamim shehu chamu meyarev shabes.
Uli lo sarab yude gufei. So how can we say that? That it's nicht der Nishtat wo bicham shuch um Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda himself is the he says it the Maise Om Rabbi Yehuda Om Rabbi Maise the Merchash of Nebrak she pokeku nikovo. I don't know, I hear have the Gil say Om Rabbi Yehuda, but I suppose it's a divide Gil is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda would be descriptive of the Amere Rabbi Yehuda in Bovel, but here is Tanoim, so it should be Rabbi Yehuda. You also have Rabbi Yehuda. Or you have Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi.
Because in my Gemara it's Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a choice 8. Alright. Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Maise Bimerche Shod Nibrak. Rabbi Yehuda, Maisel Mecha Shod Nibrak, Shepok, Konikov, Merav Yontem, Mimochach, Nichnas, Chablaz, Benazari, Verav Akiva. So Rabbi Yehuda, he is the one who tells the Maisel. So he says, Umi Losa Rabbi Yehuda, Gufei. So according to Rashi, it's a Kashi, because Rashi explains, Ola Shecham, Shaloi, Nichupin, Bitsochi. So in Mele, we don't have to be Cheshish less. It became heated up Nechim HaMerchet, and still, so that means that the one ishtatfu b'chamim shehu chamu. So what? It wasn't Hucham Nechim HaMerchet v'Shabbos. So when was it Hucham? It became hot Erev Shabbos. So that means that Erev Shabbos is muter b'chamim shtife. With Hamim Shehuchamu Me'arab Shabbos is Muta, but Uli Losa Rabbi Yehuda Gufei Vishemo Yechaleik is the same Rabbi Yehuda as here in the Ma'ase Vishemo Yechaleik Vin Shabbos Leon. So in other words, so what does Stacy say? So according to Rashi, we have to be Yechaleik between Shabbos and Yom. In other words, that by Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Rashi, we have to say that, that by Shabbos, it's muta to be shaiti, b'chamim shel, I mean, by Shabbos, it's also to be shaiti, b'chamim shel, chamim erev Shabbos. Because we are gezer by Shabbos, erev Shabbos, otu hu chamim b'Shabbos. But by Yom Tev, we are not gezer. And by Yom Tev, it's muta shtife. So that's similar to the shita of the Vichin Rambam, but only similar, because according to the Vichin Rambam, not only shtipe is muter, even rechitze is muter. Here he says, according to Rashi, shtipe is muter by Rucham Meravim, but rechitze not, because Rashi couldn't say like, because Rashi shita is mashma in Beitze, that. To be the Vashe Mayim Mechatzile and Yom Tev or Chitzes Kol Gufe involves a Mitzvah Reise. So it's like this, as a Mele, he couldn't agree with the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam that even the Chitze is Muter Kol Gufe and Yom Tev Bechamim Shochum Merab Yom Tev. But it's similar. Vishem Yechalim Shab Yom Tev. Umi hu b'tisefte g'asinon v'nishtatchu b'tzenen el shachamim shalei mechupim ויזברו אילום שרוחצו בכם. So it means that even Chamim Shtife b'Chamim Shehucham Erev Yom Tev is also awesome. But why do they say Shechamim Shalei Mechupim Nisorim? So in Mele there is no Marasai. If it hadn't been Mechupim Nisorim, so then there would be Marasai. Now that it's Mechupim Nisorim, so there is no Marasai. Alright, now. Now, tomorrow the shiur will be people try to be a manufacturer. I know the minyan and everything and Chrysator, so maybe it will start this year at the quarter after night. Because Dr. Lem is giving the shear at 11 o'clock. So maybe the shear will be at 9:15.